Hey guys, it's Flo here from All About Android. I got to go hands-on with the new Samsung Galaxy S10, S10 Plus, and S10e at the big launch event in San Francisco. There are three new phones to get through, each with its own special something, so let's get started.
This is Twit.
First up, the headliner, the Galaxy S10. It's sleek and nearly bezel-less. Unlike last year's Galaxy S9, this year's phone has less curvature around the edges, and it's easier to use one-handed. Even the bigger Galaxy S10 Plus feels more manageable to hold in comparison. The S10 and S10 Plus are both powered by a Snapdragon 855 and come with a whopping 8 or 12 gigs of RAM. There's also plenty of room for your photos and apps because the Galaxy S10 starts with 128 or 500 gigabytes of space, and it tops out 1 terabyte of space on the Plus version. The Galaxy S10's main event, of course, are its three rear-facing cameras. The phone has a wide-angle lens, a telephoto lens, and an ultra-wide-angle lens, all of which are easily interchangeable within the camera app. The selfie camera also got a slight update and some new features. Unfortunately, I didn't get to test the camera capabilities outside of an event hall, but I did get to try out the ultrasonic fingerprint sensor that's embedded into the Galaxy S10 screen. It's fast, though it's not any faster than the one I'm using on my Pixel 3. For those who want less to contend with, there's the Galaxy S10e, which hails a cute little hole-punch front-facing camera. It's got a smaller screen, which tops out at full HD, though that should be enough for most people. Precisely the point of the E. The S10e has many of the same specs as the S10, including the same processor, same dynamic AMOLED display, and the same camera hardware, minus the ultra-wide lens. Altogether, this threesome is a pretty nice package for Samsung's 10th flagship release. The Galaxy S10 isn't exactly innovative, not like the Galaxy Fold that Samsung showed off before it introduced the GS10, but it does offer something for everyone. Something for the casual user, something for the bigger phone is better types, and something for the heavy user and multitasking gamer. Now the question is, which one suits you? You can find out March 8th when these phones start shipping.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.